And now, live from the Punky Bunker, it's Punky! This is Punky. This is Punky.
Cooper, Cooper Targ.
Hello.
Well done. You found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And the next hour, approx, it's going to be the best hour of your week, so enjoy it. I'm very confident of that.
Are you?
Yeah, we got no word of the week this week, Tony.
Haven't we?
No, because frankly, both of us have lost the power of speech.
Yeah. I can't talk anyway.
Fortunately,
in the best of times, I can't talk.
This is the needles.
It certainly is.
I'm due to update our beds, aren't I? I've got to sort it out.
Yeah.
I've got to sort
it out. We're due to update the website as well, but...
We did a bit of that last week.
Did we?
Yeah. We got some more bands on there.
Yeah.
But we haven't updated Swear Esperanto.
No.
Anyway, welcome one and all.
Welcome to Punky.
And if you're listening on Hussy Skunk or Wicked Radio, well done.
Well
and
done.
And if you're listening to us on Wicked Radio in North Korea, I'm sorry you can never let us know. Because they haven't got internet in North Korea.
Have they?
No. I've heard from fuck all people in Madagascar as well. If you're listening in Madagascar, get in touch.
Yeah.
No, because I'm sure you have interesting wildlife.
And I've seen the film, it's great.
Have you?
No.
Oh, of course you have, it's a cartoon.
I love cartoons.
Yeah, I know you do.
It helps me in my bubble.
In Tony's bubble, he lives in a happy place. It's a happy place where nothing real happens. It's a happy place. Oh, here come my friends, Angel and the girls from Charmed.
They are my friends.
Not anymore, they're not. They've been
you
off.
No! You dirty sky bastards.
Sky wankpots.
You sky bastards.
Sky wankpots.
And Virgin Media. But you... Oh.
I don't blame Virgin Media for this one.
No, I blame Sky.
I blame Sky, me. I blame Sky.
But you see, I pay my bills to Virgin Media, and I pay a lot of money to them.
No, you don't.
I do.
They're going to refund you to compensate for losing the channels.
Are they?
No, I've just made
that
up.
They're not, are they?
Just
no,
to make
not
feel better. No,
bastards.
They are doing. They are doing.
See,
they are doing. I heard the head of the operation on about it, saying that we're going to sort everyone out. We're very sorry about this.
Free lollipops for everyone.
No, money back.
Money back? Really?
No, free tickets for Virgin Trains on the Northwest Rail Line.
I'd take it.
Would you?
Yeah.
Fuck it. Let's play a song.
Okay.
First song this week. Now, by the way, all the bands out there in
the world,
in the stratosphere, right? We're a bit low on good CDs. We've had a load sent last week, but they were all shit, weren't
low.
They?
Yes.
Please don't send us anything unless
if it's shit.
unless it's actually alternative music or punk rock, right? Just don't. We've had a load of shit this week that had some really good names on it, didn't it? I was quite excited about them, and we played them all. I was like, can't play that. What we can play, Tone, is Dragster.
We can play Dragster.
Fee from Dragster, little fox.
Tiny.
Little punkskin.
She's tiny.
Tiny little punkskin. Perky,
tiny.
Though. Oh, yeah, she's perky.
She's perky.
And they've got a great album, which we've played quite a few of the tracks off, called Step Into the Death Lake.
Yes.
Tony, what's their website? No, they're MySpace, because they haven't got a website, have they?
MySpace.com/dragstersuicide.
I believe it is. Tony Wong, Paulie B in the internet nil. And make sure, if you get the chance to see them, do, because they're a great live act. This is a great album that I recommend you buy, and this is Dirty Gene, Get Dead.
Nice.
What? How about that then?
Nice.
It's a good track on a great album. That's track two.
And great live.
Great live as well. Yeah, very good. Recommend you catch Dragster. They tour with Goldblade and Meteors, people like that.
Meteors.
Meteors. Meteors. Yeah, I know. That's how you're supposed to say it, right?
Meteors.
I'm in the know. Psychobilly Stiley.
Psychobilly Stiley.
Yeah, Psychobilly Stiley. Nice. So listen, I'm going to get straight on with some of our MySpace latest comments. If that's all right with you, mate.
That's absolutely fine.
Because
me.
We've had a few legends who we haven't heard from in a week or two, right back here. If you'd like to get in touch with us and you're on MySpace, myspace.com/punkyradio, and leave us a comment, leave up to 2,500 characters. By that, I don't mean Mickey Mouse, Donald Duck, I mean like letters. And by that, I don't mean envelopes.
Right.
All right. And by that, I don't mean message envelopes on the net. Yeah.
What are you talking about now?
Fuck knows. I'm absolutely scarmooshed. I'm oogie scrouded.
You know what? I think the second bottle of wine was a mistake.
I know, and that was my idea as well. Sorry about that.
It's all right.
I don't think it was the wine that did me. Oh, curse you, purveyors of beneficial herbs in the Suffolk area. Right, so here goes then. First one up. Guess who it's from?
A bear.
No, sorry, that's Tony One. Probably be in there.
Oh, well.
No. Told you it.
And getting a flame pool.
Hello. And how is Punky today? We're fucked. Long time, no
we
comment, guys.
Are fucked.
Boy, have I got an interesting story to tell. Well, we'll be the judges of that.
Told you it.
It's the weekend, and some of my family and I decided to go to a restaurant in a city north of us. So we go and have plenty of food and such. Then, at the end, I get in the car and start to feel sick. In a couple of seconds, I've pretty much thrown up everywhere. My aunt goes to start the car so we can go to the infamous Walmart to find something to clean it up with. She puts the key in the ignition, and it won't start. And do you know why it wouldn't start, you clever little smackdards? Wasn't our car! Unfortunately, the worst part is that we just left it there. It gives me pure bliss to think of the next flat face when they open the door to that car. Hopefully you've enjoyed my little story. Ha ha! Keep up the great music, and Paul, please keep Tony in line.
Really?
Tony! I ain't going no flame pool.
Keep me in line.
Keep you in line.
What's that supposed to mean?
Feed me. Keep me in line.
Oh.
That's another song. Hey, hey, cheers for accepting moi. Sounds like we've got a person interested in the Continental coming up.
Okay.
Just like, did we have Continental as word of the week
grooming.
Last week?
No, I think we just talked about it off air.
Right, word of the week. We've got one.
We're brilliant.
The Continental. If you'd like to know what the Continental is, a friend of mine who works for the British Broadcasting Company told me about this. Mm. He described it as one in the stink, one in the pink. And that's why we're wasting our licence payers' money. I've changed my mind.
Right.
But yes, a gentleman. And gentlemen and lesbians, if you are with your lady friend and you fancy giving her something a little bit European, known as the Continental.
A little bit European?
Yeah. Simply stick your index finger... Is that your index finger?
Yeah. Yes.
Index finger into the lady place and middle finger into Dr. Marmite.
It looks like a really fucked up game of scissors, paper, stone.
It's yeah, well, you can play rock, paper, scissors with it, but she's not going to like you for rock.
Fuck rocks.
Paper? Fine. Actually.
Really?
Play paper and scissors with your lady, but you've got to be going out with her a long time before you try rock.
Yeah,
but yeah. The Continental is
get rid of the rock.
Pretty much like the scissors section of rock, paper, scissors, only done, I would suggest, lightly at first.
Right.
Don't just go in for the big finish. Don't try and hit a home run with this one. Anyway, the Continental, as described to me by a member of the British Broadcasting Corporation.
Nice.
Yeah. Hey, hey,
hey,
cheers
hey.
For accepting moi. Just like to say, Punky Radio is the greatest thing since sliced bread, and it's the only thing keeping me awake at work.
It is.
Glad to hear of your amazing victory over those cheating shits.
Cheating bastards.
Who got what they deserved.
Yes,
ha!
They did.
Pukwa.
Pukwa?
Thank you, Pukwa, and we will be talking about voting shortly. My dear gods, I made a right tit of myself on the... Oh, this is from the Who Gives a Fuck About in Bobu.
All right. Gods.
Yeah. My dear gods, that's us, yeah. I made a right tit of myself on the last Punky show. Yes,
you did.
Many apologies for my ridiculous drunken rant. It's all right, none necessary.
Posh boy.
However, rant, did I say then? Rant. However, I have news of what... I should be doing this in his accent.
My dear gods!
I'm a righteous myself on the last Punky Show. Many apologies for the ridiculous drunken rant. However, I have news of what is possibly a first.
A first.
A real life angry pilot has occurred. My friend Cooper, the short ass biker with the pink hair, gave his girlfriend Rose one in the eye and then kicked her in the shin. Amazingly, she's still pulling up with him like, and has confirmed the tale. What has she done, Tom? She's confirmed
the tale.
She's confirmed the fucking tale. I've told him to fucking video it next time. La, la. Rock on, lads. Boo-boo.
It's amazingly accurate, though.
It is. Yeah. It's like he's in the room with us.
He puts on a voice when he does his podcast.
It's like he's in the room with us. Yeah. Hey, fart knockers.
Hi.
I was fairly bored and suffering heavy caffeine withdrawal and decided to drop a comment. A month or so ago, I was out bowling with my friends. Somebody put one of my favourite songs on the digital jukebox, open brackets, oxymoron, close brackets, and I started headbanging, just to make my friends laugh. Bowling shoes don't have the best traction, however, and I fell backwards and smacked my head on a chair. After being laughed at mercilessly, I'm thinking bowling shoes should be outlawed, and that's my rant of the week, out of the way. Always headbanging with bowling
always
shoes.
Headbanging.
Always gosh. Headbanging always with bowling head shoes. Always bowling headbanging shoes. With bowling shoes. Or not.
Or not.
Lisa.
Oh,
and last
Lisa.
But not least, oh, fuck off and eat elephant's knob cheese. You know what I'm talking about. Scarhooshed. And I don't.
Right.
I got no idea.
He's angry.
I do know that this is the Cemetery Surfers, however.
It is.
Jeff Ugly Shoes, we are getting closer to come and see you.
Maybe.
No, we are getting closer to come and see him simply because we can't be getting further away.
No, that's right.
We're not going back in time, are we?
No. Well, so we're definitely going to.
But we will be if we go and see him. Yeah. I don't think we're like you guys with dyed hair around here, boy. Squeal like a pig. So, I'm doing podcast only latest comments for no other reason than I didn't print it off for you and you're over the other side of the studio.
Hi.
But I will do it in your voice.
Oh, brilliant.
If you would, please do vote for us at podcast. Why not? You can talk about this because you know about
yeah,
this.
Please vote for us at podcast only. It's a new month and we are because...
We're topping music.
We're topping music. Because they've put in some anti-cheating,
yeah.
I like to say legislation. It's not. They're doing something anyway.
They're doing something to fix it for us.
Because the cheats from last month. We talked about it on air, but they had 260 votes, and then they dropped to about 7.
Yeah.
Because they were found cheating.
Yeah, cheating. Yeah.
So now we're number one again, which is brilliant.
We're number one, but we need your help to stay there.
We do need your votes. So
and we'd like to move up the proper top 50 now.
It would be nice. What are we now?
We're 41 at the moment in the top 50.
That's
yeah.
terrible.
Yeah. Well, we're normally around the 30s. So yeah, we need your help. Please do vote for us. It's very easy. Don't take very long.
Go to punkyradio.com, top of the screen there's a link. Just hit that, enter your email address and hit vote.
And leave a comment and we'll read it out. Because we haven't had many, we've had a lot of votes this week, but after saying our votes per comments ratio is brilliant, we haven't actually had a lot of comments this week.
Shit.
But anyway, just want you to stay on top where you belong. Cheers, the word whore. Actually, I think she can be on top if she wanted to be.
Nice.
Submitted by Shorts. Obviously, it's the word whore. Make sure you listen to Air Out My Shorts. You see what happens to Total Talk Nonsense? When you vote for us, because we vote for you, we mention you. So, Air Out My Shorts, thank you very much for voting for us.
I voted for Total Talk Nonsense
so
as well.
So did I.
And so left a comment.
I. We get fuck all back from those cunts.
Cunts. Although they did talk about us recently.
Did they?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll take it all back.
Because me and John's doing this kind of hands across the ocean.
Are you?
Song.
Are you trying to keep things together?
Yeah. But Scott,
remember, is that finished?
Scott's not playing bass for us.
Fuck,
you know,
that's 9 minutes of music. Bollocks.
Who needs bass?
Right. Just want you to stay on top. You belong. Cheers, the word whore. You can be on top if you like, love. Yay, Punky. Goodness. It's good to finally see you boys on the top spot. It only took forever and 5 years. Kiss, open mouth, kiss, open mouth, kiss, open. Is that kiss, open mouth? There, kiss. That's from Evie. It's a chick. Fucking nice one.
Always grooming.
Always grooming. Evie, feel free to send some photos to paulieb@punkyradio.com.
CC to Tony.
As long as you're over the age of 80.
Good point.
Please. And the votes are as follows. And the votes from the Scouse jury.
Hey, and the votes from the Scouse jury. Punky Radio, 12 fucking points. All the other shit podcasts, null point. Milky pants.
Milky Pants!
And I don't know who that's from.
All right.
Submitted by podcast.
Oh.
That's probably Bobby.
It's Bobby, isn't it?
Probably, yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, well, I don't think any other Scousers listen.
Nah.
Actually, I'm not a fucking Scouser, are I? Yes, you are, Bobby. Wicked! This isn't from someone in Liverpool, I don't think. I'm just doing it anyway. This podcast is the shit. Listen to it. Slapface Harry. Thanks so much, Slapface Harry.
Slapface Harry.
So, we would like more comments next week.
Yes.
Please, more votes, more comments. It doesn't take you very long. We work our fucking asses off for this show. The least you lot can do is vote for us.
Yeah.
Doesn't
especially
take very
today,
long.
We've put the work in.
We have put the work in. We are putting the work in.
This show probably wouldn't have happened if we were other podcasters, because they wouldn't have bothered.
If we were other podcasters, we'd have had
the week off.
We'd have had the last 6 weeks off.
Trust us.
But
if
no.
You only knew.
But no, we're daft.
We're daft.
Stupid, but we're here.
I've got a couple of comments as well from
BT Podshow. Yeah, do them. Brilliant.
Yeah.
Explain about BT Podshow then. Save it for the next bit.
Okay.
Because then you can do a proper bit that's all yours. All right?
Will it involve me talking?
Yeah, but there'll be music under you, so you get less phased out.
Brilliant idea.
You'll get less freaked out.
Like it.
Right, this is by a band from Italy called Anomia, and I'm really glad that we can play this, because they've been asking us whether we've received the CD for Fortnite, and we finally got it. We've had a play through it. Frankly, it's not classic punky fare, but track two, we really like, don't we? And we think you lot out there in Punkyland are going to like this as well. It's from an album called Closing Up the Basement. Tony, what I want to know is, what's their website?
Well, Anomia.
Yeah, Anomia. I'll give you that much.
Anomia.com.
No, they're from Italy. Anomia.it.
So what? You can have
Evidence.com,
don't they?
Well, clearly not. Clearly not.
They could do, I'm sure.
Yeah, but they haven't, have they?
Lazy Italians. Just play the song, then.
Well, they're not lazy.
Why not?
They're not very good at fighting. Although they are in football stadiums. Right, this is track two from their album Closing Up the Basement, and I think you're going to like this. This is Breathing Loneliness. There is a classic track on this. There's a classic title that I'll read out after.
I'm fading to the distance, 'cause
Oh, yes, indeed. And what quality mixing that was, Tone.
That was
Anomia.
It took all my concentration.
And Breathing Loneliness. And this is Mustang Lightning. Make sure you check them out, like all the other bands that we have on under us. They're on our MySpace, friends. The track that I was going to read out on here, if there are any Kinblurds who are listening who would like this album, because they'll fucking love it, just for the titles. Right. Track 3, Stop Having Fun. I mean, that is a classic Kinblurd title, Kinblur. Yeah. And then track 5, I was quite keen on. Veins,
yeah.
Kinblurd.
Then track 7.
Nothing seems to be the right word. Kinblurd. Kinblurd is the right word. Kinblurd.
And then track 10, a very nice one.
Another way to say goodbye. Kinblurd.
Kittenbloods, buy this album. Right, it's a good album. It rocks, but it has got emo undertones going on.
Yeah, but no, not there's anything that wrong with emo.
No, it's good. It rocks. Pardon?
What?
What did you say then?
There's nothing that wrong with emo.
All right.
Tony. I'm a bit emo myself.
Tony, have you got a twat?
Yes.
Excellent.
I have. But it's still, you know, I've got not many twats coming in. So if you do have a twat to nominate, please email me, tony@punkyradio.com, with a twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination. And don't forget to include where they're from.
It's been a bit quiet, hasn't it, this week?
It has been a bit
but
quiet.
But that's because we were both away, and I think when people don't get feedback from us, they don't bother getting in touch.
Yeah, our lives have been busy, but on the punky front, it's all been very quiet.
I haven't been that quiet.
Where am I? Oh, yeah. England. Got it.
Yeah.
This is from Amy.
Hello, Amy.
And it's quite short.
Hey, is Amy quite short? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Are you being heightist?
Yeah.
Is she vertically challenged?
She's 8 inches tall.
Is she really?
She fits in my pocket.
Tiny little Amy.
Tiny
little Amy.
Hello.
She's 106.
Hey, you cunts.
Hello.
I have a nomination for Is a Twat to entertain you. I want to nominate my fucking history professor. Fucking history professor.
Oh, it's a teacher one.
It's a teacher one. It's been a while.
And yeah, fair point, actually.
And from her opening gambit was, hey, you cunt, sir.
Yeah, I know. All right.
He's known to the world as Justin Free, and we should be rid of him. The fucking needs to refocus his eyes on something but everyone's ass, especially mine. Refocus his eyes on something.
Yeah.
I think she's implying that he keeps staring at her ass.
And we've just given her his name.
Yeah.
So what we're basically doing here, Tony, on this week's Is a Twat, is accusing someone by name of potentially being a paedophile.
No, not at all.
Are you sure you want to do this?
Yeah. Where was I? Oh, yes. He also can't keep up with anything, is constantly bitching about losing stuff, and he also smells like a Bath and Body Works, shop full of smelly things, and someone's grandmum. He also has sent many issues. I don't want to know much more about that.
No, I don't want to know about his sentimental issues. But it's nice to know I'm not alone.
Yeah.
The whole world goes,
I'm with you, Paul!
Yeah, we've done about that. We're all working up with that issue on the phone.
What? You've all woken up with my issue on your phone?
No, I delete everything that comes from you. I don't even look at it anymore.
Yeah, but my issue could
you
be
have a new message from Paul B. Edwards. Delete!
Yeah, it's a bit sticky.
It's a bit sticky.
Have I been leaving my issue all over your phone again?
Yeah, please, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my foot is killing me.
What?
Oh. As for me, 9 inches.
That's basically it. I love you guys. Peace to America. And that's from Amelia. Or Amy. Amelia, she says.
We're going to have to do it anyway, aren't we?
Yeah. So, Justin Furry from Charlotte, North Carolina, USA,
is a twat. Fair enough.
There you go.
Don't forget, if you have a twat, please email tony@punkyradio.com.
Yes. Thank you very much.
In general.
Just, yeah. I will reply.
Right then.
Honestly.
We've had some emails this week.
We've had
some nice ones, yeah. We've had a nice one too. If you've got something that you'd like to say to us and you're not on MySpace or whatever, please do email either paulieb@punkyradio.com or tony@punkyradio.com.
Depending on what kind of reply you want.
Yeah.
If you want a nice reply, email me.
Get in touch with Tony.
If you want me to talk to fuck him, stop wasting your time.
If you want something short, brusque, to the point, and mildly offensive, then make sure you get in touch with me. And don't expect a reply to your reply.
Yes.
You guys are truly the tops.
Thank you very much.
And Tony has a sexy accent too.
Thank you very much.
Fuck, that's what this one's on about. There's always room for pokes from blokes or something. Say, right. When will you be in Chicago? Do you know for sure? Kiss open mouth. Anne Marie and Katie show.
Oh yes,
I reckon.
Oh yeah, they've actually done a show.
They did us on the show, didn't they?
Yeah,
they did us on their show. They did us proud.
Ooh, bless you.
They did us proud.
And the show was out, isn't it? Yeah, that was.
I think that when they were talking about us, you know, I think that was the best bit of their show.
Yeah,
I think they're now basking in our reflective glory.
Of course, naturally, we're great. I love us. Well, I like you. I love me.
They fit as well. Anyway, this next fellow's not so fit. This is from Niall stroke Neil McCallion, the man who introduced us to podcasting. The man responsible for this.
Naughty boy.
Tony's been a fucktard. H, open brackets, H, close brackets, is not recursive, open brackets, hyphen H, close brackets, twat. Him and all the others that can't speak English, god damn it. But Judge Mental said he thought it should be H, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, what does he know?
What do you mean it's not recursive?
Well, I think it's H as well. And happy birthday to both of you, if a bit late. And thanks for not telling my missus to... Oh. And thanks for not telling my missus to Foxtrot Oscar when she phoned you yesterday. I told her not to worry about it, but she's a formidable lady and really wants us to go to the show on Friday. This is because him and his missus wanted to go to our show last Friday.
Right.
She didn't think she could get there till late and said, would they be able to get in? And started going, seeing as my husband introduced you to the world of the internet and podcasting, I really think that we should be able to come in for nothing. And I said, she's indeed a formidable woman. I went, yeah, fair enough, I'm scared of you.
Did they go?
Didn't show up anyway. Suggestion. Send to many, this is interesting, equals twitter.com. The MySpace crowd will love it. Liked HHC70, oh, fuck it. If you and Tony Twitter, I know, very girly sounding, what you're up to. Of course, working out how to monetize it. Well, not after the fucking money.
What?
We'll just start Twittering. I have been on there and looked at it, and basically what you do is, once you're on it, you just go on there and just go, I'm doing this at the moment. And there's loads of other people going, oh, are you? And then they go, I'm doing this at the moment. It's just completely, ridiculously random.
Right.
But I reckon if we do actually do an account on there, like we've got the fucking time.
But no.
If we do an account on there, just going, I'm doing this at the moment, either one of us could log in and just say what we're doing at the moment. A few more people might hear, might get a few more listeners. Never know. If it doesn't work, Tone, we can always delete the account.
Right. Do we really need another thing to do?
Judging by the way you're looking at me, this looks like a job for Paulie B.
Yeah. You've seen what day I've had already, and you're pretty much the same.
I know.
I think spending with 2 hours on the computer on a new website, I'm not going to do it.
Here's the nicest email I've ever got from a band.
Really?
We're the Explicits, a female-fronted three-piece punk-stroke metal band in the Jacksonville, Florida area. We've just completed our five-track demo and would love it if you guys would take a listen. We have a MySpace if you'd like to check that out as well, or if there's an address we could send you a press pack, that would be great. Sorry if we're contacting the wrong email. If so, please point us in the right direction. Thank you for your time, The Explicits. MySpace.com/TheExplicits. No, The Explicits. T-H, Explicits. Right?
Mm.
Bands.
Bands.
Play that back and learn it. Don't say, yo, dude, we've just put up four songs on our MySpace profile and you can download them if you like, because we're not going to.
No.
CDs only.
CDs only.
And thank you, The Explicits. That's a really lovely message that I did respond to properly.
What, you didn't swear at them? Tell them to fuck off? Some waste of time?
Not at all.
Hey,
although there was swearing in it.
He was in a good mood.
There was swearing in it, because I think I said, thanks for that email, it was really lovely. You'd be amazed about how many bands are fucking wankers. Right, I'm rigged up for track three, Tone.
Are you?
That's what I'm saying.
Are you feeling good about it?
I am, yeah, because it's silver. You know, we had the chat last week about where they were from, and they're from Norway.
Yes.
Right, and we've played a couple of tracks of this album. Mm. The album is called World Against World, and it rocks. Basically, this album does not let up. And we've already played Dogs and Locusts, The Personal Decay, and Only Boring People Get Bored. This week, we're playing track 10, Quiet Havoc. What I want to know is, Tony, we're not doing Silver's website this week. We're doing their label's website. What is the Bad Afro Records label? Because our mate Lars at Bad Afro looks after these boys. What is Bad Afro's website?
I always thought it was badafro.de, but it's not, is it?
No, it's badafro.dk. Yes.
DK.
Come on. Oh, Denmark, rather than Germany.
Oh, sorry.
You're obsessed with Germany at the moment. Yeah. What's wrong with you?
I don't know.
Christ. I'm telling me, you've actually gone to a noodle bar and I don't use fucking chopsticks.
It's wrong! A knife and fork is easier.
Chopsticks are great. Mm. I love them. No. I love them.
No.
Actually, you can do an elongated continental with chopsticks.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Don't recommend it. Don't recommend it.
No, I wouldn't.
Right, so anyway, we're going to play Quiet Havoc now. Okay. And it's poorly being the internet too. Tony Wong.
Shit.
This rocks. What did I just say to you?
You said you'd like to go see that band because they rock.
Yeah, they do. I think they would rock live as well if you're in the Norway area.
Yes.
Make sure you go and see them. Or they turn around Europe. Make sure you go and see Silver. Great band. And make sure that you get hold of their album, World Against World. It rocks proper. Right,
proper rocks.
It's time to sell out.
Is it that time again?
I was having a look at GoDaddy.com the other day.
Were you?
It's
Why was that?
Absolutely brilliant site.
Is it?
Yep. For all your internet needs.
Right.
Basically, there's all sorts on there. I particularly like what they've got set up for domain names.
Really?
Very cheap.
Are
particularly
they?
If you're in the UK.
Why is that? Is that because of the really good exchange rate they've got?
Because of the exchange rate baby. Yeah, that's right. Tony, I was setting you up there for a bit of a blues line, and you just fucked it out of the water.
We're a bit bluesed out.
We are a bit bluesed out, because we watched Blues Brothers last night.
Yeah.
What a classic. And there's
boom,
so...
Boom, boom, boom.
That's not in it.
It is in it.
It's not in it.
It is.
It's not.
Well,
he said it. No, he didn't. He said, it sounds very similar.
Right.
It's a track called I Got My Eyes On You. I love the way you walk down, 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 down. I love the way you talk. It's not boom,
What's
boom, boom.
What's the first phrase he says when he starts singing the song?
No, it's not.
He goes, boom, boom,
no,
boom.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't. And boom, boom is a different song because boom, boom goes, boom, yeah. Boom, 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 down, 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 down. Go
yeah,
shoot
yeah.
You right down. It's not that. It's
no,
I love
I
the
agree.
Way you walk.
Probably
down, 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 down.
It's not that song, but it does
well,
say boom,
not,
boom,
well,
boom.
Well, he
right?
might do, but it's not fucking boom, boom. Anyway, look,
all right.
The important thing is that if you're interested in getting excellent SSL certificates.
SSLs?
Yeah. Then you should have a look at GoDaddy.com. Also, if you need to set up a shopping cart, or if you're interested in one of various hosting plans, you can even get a traffic blazer to redirect more hits. I think we ought to get one of those. I think we should put our money where our mouths is.
What money?
Where our mouths is. Oh, yeah.
What mouths?
Yeah.
What are we on about?
What if?
What if?
What if? Anyway, GoDaddy.com.
Mm-mm.
If it was a cake, I'd have it.
Oh, I love cake.
I know you do, Tony. Anyway, the best thing about it is, of course, from our point of view, if you do make an order on GoDaddy.com, what do you have to do, Tony?
You have to use the quote code PUNKY1, P-U-N-K-Y-1, and you get a discount.
Is that the number one?
The number one.
It is.
Numero uno.
P-U-N-K-Y, numero uno. And then you get
10%?
10% off.
Mm. So I'm learning, you see. I do listen.
So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs. Tony.
Yes, sir.
Next week, you're doing that.
Am I?
I've had enough of it, yeah. It's your turn. I've done all of them. It's your turn next week. I've done all of them. I have.
I'm sure.
Right, what's all this BT Pod show all about then?
Well, we are part of BT Pod show. Happened since November, I think. If you go
no! November!
No! Okay. So yeah,
is it November? No, November.
So they have a pod show network of podcasts and people and listeners, and it's better than MySpace because you know.
Well, you
MySpace
love it.
Is shit.
Yeah, and famous people are on it, and they all think we're great.
On it.
It's amazing who's said we're good this week, isn't it?
So if you check out our BT Pod Show page out, it's punkyradio.btpodshow.com.
It's a very easy way to listen to the show.
You can
listen
to the show, download all the shows, you can review the shows, you can add comments to each episode, or just add a generic comment to the front page. This week, we've had two comments added to the front page.
Right, do the one, the not-so-famous one first.
Okay, I would say the bloke's the more non-famous one.
I think you would be right there.
Okay, right. So, here's one comment
clearly.
We have. You punky guys are the best.
Thank you.
That's from Chris Difford from Squeeze.
Chris Difford from Squeeze thinks that we're the best.
He's not wrong.
I didn't even know he was listening to
him. I didn't even know who he was.
You'll be telling me next that the woman responsible for the most famous cartoon of all time has only gone and got in touch with us.
She is!
She has! Christ!
She says, I really find you both very funny and also enjoy the music that you play. And that's from Tracy Ullman.
So it turns out that Tracy Ullman likes Gravmar and the Gravediggers.
Exactly. And she thinks I'm very funny.
She thinks you're very funny, Tony.
Fan of the Tony and Paul show.
Tracy Ullman, responsible, of course, for the development of The Simpsons.
Yes.
Listens to Punky every week. Who'd have thought it?
Who'd have thunk it? Hey?
Everyone's on BT Pod Show.
Everyone should be on BT Pod Show.
They
so,
should.
If you just cancel your MySpace subscription and go to btpodshow.com, create yourself a new free account and start talking to us. Talking to us. Talking to be our friends.
Because we love BT Pod Show, don't we,
love
Tony?
BT Pod Show.
And we know why that is, don't we, as well?
Why's that?
It's because we suck corporate cock.
Suck that big skinny pecker.
Just yes. Cleaned out last night's for you.
Eh?
I've got some iTunes reviews.
Have
iTunes
you?
Is all right. It's not as good as BT Podcher.
It's not, but it's
please
still
do review
cool.
us on it, though. We have so much to ask you every week. It doesn't take long. To leave us a review on iTunes. 5 stars only, please. And there's two to update on. One's from friend of the show. We're going to have to start being nice to him. Bobu gives me an opportunity to read it out in Scouse.
Oh, brilliant.
Goopa, goopa. Hey, hey. Punky Radio has changed my fucking life. I'm now staying up until all hours, nicking the upcaps off cars.
Look.
Scatter.
No, that's Manchester.
Oh, it's close though, isn't it?
I'm now staying up until all hours of the morning, listening to Punky Radio and working. That makes a change in fucking Liverpool, working. Rather than just staying up all hours working and listening to my music collection at random. Punky fucking rocks! The voice of God through two smackdads in a studio made of wood.
Punky is a genius. 5 stars.
Nice.
If you're always looking for comedy and new
always
tunes in a podcast,
looking.
Then you'll never look further. Punky's amazing. Punky's fantastic. Punky's a genius. Although Tony has to endure Paulie B's abuse every week, these two boys do good justice to spontaneity and new punk music, with a good slice of interaction with the listeners. They'll even improve your vocab with their word of the week, continental. I recommend it to everyone across the lands. So just download it once and I guarantee you'll be hooked. Keep up the good work, boys. Ali E.
Ali E.
Hey, Ali, Ali.
Ali,
Ali, Ali, Ali, Ali, Ali.
That's very nice.
Nice little song.
And I don't put with your abuse.
No, you don't really.
No.
Not now.
No.
Not anymore.
No, I've changed.
Not since you got all empowered.
Empowered.
Bloody Germans.
With rage. Leave Germany alone, it's all right.
You love it, mate.
Up it, yeah.
You love it. You've even started dressing like a German homosexual.
Thank you very much.
Just to attract their ticket conductors.
Hey, gets you free tickets.
Good work.
It works.
Yeah, but Tony...
I'd have took a shot in the mouth for that one.
Well, I was about to say, it gets you free tickets, Tone. But at what cost? Right, we better get on with another song, hadn't we?
My dignity, I lost that a while ago.
Oh, very... Yeah, Tara Dignity!
No dignity!
Tara Dignity! And get in the flame pool. I ain't getting no flame pool. I ain't getting no specs. I got no tower dignity. Right, hi Paul and Tony.
Hello.
We would be really grateful if you'd consider putting one of our Angry Little Mobs tunes on your show. Hope you enjoy the CD. Cheers, Richie from Danny and the Deadbeats. Well, do you know what? We're going to do that.
Are they angry?
We're going to do it right now. Well, this song's called Pants to Peace.
Pants to Peace,
not wow. over, friendly. What I want to know is, Tony, what's the MySpace page?
What the chord again?
Danny and the Deadbeats. I'll give you a clue. There's a Z in it.
MySpace.com/ Danny and the Deadbeats with a Z at the end.
No, Danny and the Deadbeats. Oh, there's not with a Z at the end.
Oh, that would have been quite clever if they did
that. I'm still going to give you it, though. MySpace.com/ Danny and the Deadbeats with a Z at the end. Oh, I'm losing my voice here. It must be that coffee.
Oh, like coffee.
Yeah, but coffee making me coffee.
So making me coffee.
The coffee making me coffee. So this is Pants to Peace. This is from a 4-track EP. I believe all 4 songs are on their MySpace profile. Check it. Here it goes. You all set, Tone?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. This is Pants to Peace.
She looks like straight out of a magazine. A magazine. She's the flimsiest girl I've ever seen.
So what are you hanging at then? Sorry, I completely forgot to talk there because I was nodding my head.
Quirky.
Can't do 2 things at once. Can't nod my head and talk.
Can't you?
Nah.
I can't move my head and pat my head. And
okay.
That thing.
Okay.
I can't even talk actually.
Look,
as well.
I'm doing it now. I'm doing it now.
Show off.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I can't do that. What can I do that? I can do that. That's really good, isn't it?
That's freaking me out.
I can do that. Yeah.
That's freaking me out.
I can do that.
Yeah. I need to take my feet off the ground.
If
and
only
do that.
There was Tony, if only there was webcam. No one knows what the fuck we're on about.
No. Great radio.
That was Danny and the Deadbeats. So, if you'd like to know what I was doing, email paulieb@punkyradio.com. I'll describe it. Type your email. Paul, what were you doing?
I was doing kind of this.
Yeah. Well, I was doing this.
Send some money. Get your phone out.
I was doing it. I could make a little video.
Just like you got that wool thing. You know that thing that girls do with wool.
That thing that girls do with wool.
And then
what? Knit.
No, that's clearly that.
You're on about cat's cradles.
Cats, that's it.
Yeah, we should do that with snot.
That's quite well done. That's quite a hard game.
It's quite sticky.
So, it's like sex time you said something sticky.
Yeah.
You've got issues.
Is it? Oh, sticky.
Oh, sticky.
So, anyway, last Wednesday, Tone, I did a gig in Lowestoft.
Did you?
Yeah, and if you'd like to know how to get to Lowestoft from Sherwood Forest,
right.
A617, A17, A47,
right.
A12, until you lose the will to live, you smell the carrots, everything goes in black and white, and then you hit the Lowestoft roadworks, which are the most unbelievable roadworks on the most unbelievable one-way system I've ever been involved in, and I was there for a good hour and a half getting directions on the phone from the hotel who were directing me there. And then they say, can you see us yet? And I go, nope, back on the ring road. They just went on and on and on. And then I did the gig in Lowestoft and the compere wouldn't fucking shut up. and I didn't get off stage till 10 to midnight.
Right.
Sold two CDs after the show. Thank you very much to the good people of Lowestoft for buying them. Well, I sold one for £5 and I exchanged the other one.
Right, yes.
Yeah.
Quite a good deal, I think, that.
It was a very good deal.
Yeah.
So that was Lowestoft. But I was pleased because I got the chance to go on stage and say, "Hello, Lowestoft!" They didn't appreciate me for it.
No.
Then on Friday did my gig in Hitchin.
Yes.
Thank you to everyone who came down to that.
Sorry I couldn't come.
Sold out again, turned away 70 people. Unbelievably good show.
Right.
Went out after for a long time.
Long time.
I was out till 5 o'clock in the morning, mate.
I'm going to try and come to the next one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Might be bringing anyone.
Might be.
Cool. And then Saturday I did my first ever gig at a new venue, Lechworth Arts Centre. Absolutely great show. Thank you very much, everyone who came to that. Wasn't full. It was the first one. We didn't get in the paper, but we should do next time, and I expect more people along next time. Word. It's a beautiful venue. It's got a smoking terrace, which was great, because at half time in the show, me and the entire audience went out onto the smoking terrace. It's actually a roof with railings around it, but I'm calling it a smoking terrace. And, yeah, we went out and we looked at the lunar eclipse.
Nice.
And it was really, because, you know, the thing about Lechworth is, I was a bit worried, because when they get a lunar eclipse in Lechworth, you know, the next thing you know, they're sacrificing virgins and everything. You know, but they all point at it going, "Where moon gone? Where moon gone?" But not as bad as the gig that I did on Sunday in Wootton in Oxfordshire, which is my mate Steve's pub. He's a good lad. He managed to fill up this tiny little room with 45 people. An old woman fell asleep during the first act, and everybody thought she was dead. A bloke down the front was so drunk he couldn't remember his own name, and it was advised he left. And having performed to over 300 people over the previous two nights without a hitch, you get 40 people in a fire risk in a village in Oxfordshire and everything goes to fucking piss. But it was a really good show, and we're going to do another one there. So fair enough.
Excellent.
That was my weekend. What happened to you, Tom? Just before.
Yes.
On Saturday night in Lechworth, who should show up at the gig but Captain Marbles from The Scourge with his mate Steve.
Really?
Yeah. Showed up and we had a chat.
You kept that quiet.
He said it's going to be 4 weeks until he's got the POS through for a bunch of cans.
Right.
But we have their consent to play everything we want, and once he's got the POS through, it will be available for download. We don't know whether you might have to pay a few pence for it yet.
So, cool. Are we going to play another Scourge song then? Celebrate. In another week.
Yeah, as soon as we've got the thing announced, we'll do a Scourge special.
Wicked.
Because they've got loads of good stuff, haven't they?
Yeah, it's Antifreeze by Scourge.
Yum, 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 down, 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 yum, 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 yum. Yeah, exactly. So, yeah.
Right.
How was your weekend, Tony?
It was really good, thank you very much. I went to see someone in Germany. I flew over there for the weekend. He was very nice.
Do you think he was really nice?
It was really nice.
It was really nice?
Germany was very nice.
Oh, right. I now understand. Ah.
I got back late last night.
Entschuldigen Sie, aber ich bin ein Smacktart.
I understood bin.
Did you
understand Smacktart? What's Smacktart?
Empty bin.
Empty bin.
Empty bin.
But yeah, it was really cool, really enjoyed it.
It took me a while late.
But I'm very tired.
Are you there tired? Are you there langsam? Check me out, Tom.
This is exactly the situation.
Check me out, Tom.
This is what it's like in Germany. See this blank expression you're seeing.
This is why I'm saying you should try and learn a bit. I think Zer Langsam. No, Langsam might be late.
Right.
And you're tired, aren't you? Einsam is lonely, I think. Because still a note, heilige note, alles klar, Einsam wacht. Nobody wakes up. Yeah, I know a bit German, mate. Was kostet die Hunt in defence to do Ein Smith die Waggly Tail? Alright.
Aw, you got a purdy mouth.
I don't know Waggly Tail in German. Now,
I'll find out for you.
So, is that all you want to talk about? How did you find the food?
It was cool. What did I have? I had some kind of, I think it was called a flamk. It was kind of a
flamk?
It was like a pizza, but bigger. But a lot thinner.
Was it one atom thick?
One atom thick.
Is it going to change?
It was like
the
crisp
world of computing.
Yes.
Do you know about this? You know about the single... See, Tone, if you lived in the real fucking world...
I don't watch the news. It scares me.
Yeah, but
there's real people on it,
Tony,
talking to me in some kind of monotonous
your
tone.
Your job as a computer, whatever it is you call yourself, IT specialist...
Computer wanker.
Yeah. Right, you said it, not me.
Technical computer wanker.
Right.
CW.
He's a TCW. Right.
Yes, carry on.
They've created the thinnest sheet in the world, and it's 1 atom thick, and it looks like tiny chicken wire.
Right.
And they reckon it's going to transform computing and medicine.
And medicine?
Yeah, you don't need to know about the medicine bit. I'm letting you off that.
All right.
But this could transform the world of technology. And you don't even know about it.
No, because I watch my friends, you know, Charmed, Friends, Angel, Buffy. Not Stargate, that shit. And
you do watch Stargate.
No, I do, it's on.
Stargate SG-1, of course, filmed in Stevenage Town Centre.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, I don't watch it. No, I always turn it up and put something else on, like Charmed or 2.5 Men. You
men,
like 2.5 Men.
Men.
And those are
yeah,
sitcoms.
I see myself very much in the... Is it Charlie Sheen?
Yeah.
In the Charlie Sheen role.
What, am I the rubbish brother?
Yeah, obviously.
That's rubbish.
No, you're the kid.
I'm the kid. No, you are the guy from Scrubs.
Which one?
All of them.
No, I'm...
The
I'm,
evil janitor.
I'm no,
basically,
yeah.
And all of the people no, that are evil.
The two that I most like are the evil janitor...
And the doctor.
And the wanky doctor.
Dr. Cox.
Cox, is it?
That's
yeah.
you, yeah.
Yeah, I know, there are a lot, I have a lot of similarities. I know they're only acting. Yeah. I live it.
That's your life.
Yeah, but you're like the emo kid, aren't you? The main one.
Yeah.
This is... how am I going to get through my life?
Yeah, that's right. I do talk to myself a lot.
But I do end up doing, not impressions of, but I am actually, I'm disgusted to say, I am actually like Dr. Cox from Scrubs.
Yeah.
In real life.
You are. You're evil. You're falling short of calling me girls' names.
Shut up, Julie.
Okay. Shit! Yeah, that's my bubble, don't burst
it. Say something about T-shirts, would you?
Okay. Don't forget, please, people, Cafe Press T-shirt store, cafepress.com/punkyradio. We have about 5 t-shirts on there of different designs. There were all different types of t-shirts. There were black ones. I think there were 2 girly ones.
Were
there? And there's a fourth one, I can't remember. And there's also 2 thongs on there.
Two thongs?
One of which I think...
Blimey, Tony.
They're thongs.
There's 13 thongs on here.
13 thongs?
There's 13 thongs on here.
I think will sell more. The other one Paul thinks will sell more. So if you need to buy a thong, buy a punky thong and answer the old debate. If you want anything from Cafe Press that isn't on there, like a mug. Do they do mouse mats and things like that as well?
Oh, yeah, just whatever. Have a look at the site. There's loads of stuff on there that you can order, right? And there's loads of stuff that basically we can tailor punky merchandise for you. So if you want something and you want punky on it, just get in touch and we'll stick it up there. And you can just be the only person who ever owns it. It'll be unique.
Email me, tony@punkyradio.com with your request. And we'll take it from there.
Right.
And it'll be your own little piece of merchandise. Your own little piece of punky.
It will. Your own little piece of punky.
There you go. cafepress.com/punkyradio.
I think you've...
Or go to punkyradio.com and hit store.
I think you've been giving out your own little piece of punky this weekend, Tim.
Have I? Thanks. Spreading the good word. Grooming the Continental Massive.
The Continental Massive. I'm going to talk about St. Patrick's Day in a minute. But first...
Oh, don't talk about St. Patrick's Day.
No, but first... I haven't got proper angry, and I thought I was going to. First, here's Neck, and we do really like Neck. And the reason that I'm playing Neck is that we got a MySpace friend ad from a Wicked Radio listener.
Right.
And when I went on his profile, he was playing Everybody's Welcome to the Hooli by Neck that we played on this show. Mm. And I thought, how would someone in Wisconsin know about Neck being from London? He could have just stumbled on him on MySpace. But no. Found them through Punky Radio. So, very pleased about it. And
you
And I thought...
I think we're uniting fans and bands across the lands, you know.
I think we are.
Yeah.
And I also think that it's St. Patrick's Day next week, and you know it's going to be an Irish-free zone on Punky. So, it's only fair that I play something Irish this week.
Well...
Because this is Psycho Cayley.
Can't we do a St. Patrick's Day special and a St. George's Day special?
No, we're going to do a St. George's Day special twice.
All right, fair point, well made.
Yeah, thanks. Now, is what's Neck's website? You'll never get this.
Neckband.ie.
No, neck-net.freeserve.co.uk. You'd never get that in a million years.
Yeah, you're right.
In fact, they've probably got a better one by now.
Shit.
This is from an album called "Here's Mud in Your Eye." And this is a track I've been meaning to play for ages called Topless Mary Poppins.
Wicked.
Again, a wisdom.
Great track, that, isn't it?
Nice.
Topless Mary Poppins.
Well, we've seen the Topless Mary Poppins.
Sorry?
Have you seen the Topless Mary Poppins?
Have I seen the Topless Mary Poppins?
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
What is it?
Well, the actress. She was topless in one film.
Oh, sorry, do you mean have I seen Julie Andrews' nipples?
Yes.
Yeah, it's in a film called SOB. It's SOB.
Yeah.
It's in, yeah. Very disappointing, actually.
Not really.
Sorry, Jew. But I was very disappointed in Julie Andrews' breast, yeah.
Maybe we should write in to complain.
Well, no point now, because the film was 20 years ago. They'll be a right fucking mess now.
They can do wonders of CGI then these days.
Yeah, they can, yeah.
Yeah. And what better use?
What better use than to make Julie Andrews appear to have a very nice pair of breasts?
Probably with her Basic Instinct too.
Anyway. Well, she's not in that, is she?
No. I don't think so.
They're 60s, loving them. Thank
nice.
You very much. Make
nice.
Sure you check them out. Great band. So, not a lot left to say, really, other than... at the weekend, I am mostly in Cardiff doing Jonglers Friday, Saturday night.
You're mostly in Cardiff?
Yeah. So if you are in the South Wales area and you fancy coming to watch Dr. Cox,
Dr. Cox
in living form...
but then don't talk to him afterwards, he's like evil.
Yeah, make sure... Well, I won't want to talk to you.
No, you won't.
No, you can come and watch me, that's fine. But afterwards, you can feel free to buy me a drink, leave it on my table.
Feel free to come over
and fuck off.
Tell
into
me
the
I'm
night.
Great. Buy me a drink, buy a CD, and then politely fuck off.
Yeah. yeah, I will be at Cardiff Jonglers Friday and Saturday night. Yes,
good.
Right, and it is St Patrick's Day the weekend after that, which will mean our next show should be our St Patrick's Day show. But I fundamentally disagree with the celebrating of St Patrick's Day within the borders of England. I don't get it, I don't understand it, I don't agree with it, I think it's ridiculous. I think we should be able to celebrate St George's Day, which of course is on...
April 25th?
April the 23rd, you fucking wanker! 2 years in a row.
No, I got it last year.
Yeah, only because I'd rammed it into your head, and the date.
Wanker. Dr. Cox.
Yes, April the 23rd is St George's Day. St George is the patron saint of England, and St George, Tony, slayed a mighty dragon.
Did he?
St. Patrick went over to Ireland and said, oh, by the way, I've got rid of all the snakes. They went, oh, begotta, we didn't know we had any anyway. They didn't. It's a load of fucking rubbish. There were never any snakes in Ireland.
But there were dragons in England.
St. Patrick, of course there were.
Okay. Just checking my reality meter here.
Have you ever seen a film with snakes in Ireland?
Is that the sequel to Snakes on a Plane?
No.
Oh,
there
right.
hasn't been one. Have you ever seen a film with dragons in it?
Yes, Peace Dragon. It's great.
Yeah, and
it was a cartoon.
And have you seen films with English accents and dragons and all that? Yes, you have. Yes, you have. British accents, in fact. Sean Connery. The dragon was fucking Scottish.
Or Dragonheart.
Scottish. Dragonheart, for example. There's loads of films about dragons with people with English accents. And I believe everything I see at the cinema.
But they're not documentaries, you know.
Aren't they?
I don't think so.
Anyway, the point
is... They work in my bubble.
The point is that we're not allowed... to celebrate St George's Day properly in our own country because it's deemed as racist, and we're not allowed to show our flag off because it's deemed as racist. However, you can get every single fucking Irish flag in the world and every single pint of Guinness and every single bloke wearing a silly hat, and everyone can go out and pretend they're Irish for the day, and it's fucking fine. Now, I am all for the Irish population of the UK celebrating St Patrick's Day. I have no problem with that.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't see why English people should go out and basically paddy up for the day.
Right.
And go out and love it when we're not allowed to enjoy our own day. So in protest, I'm going to be celebrating St George's Day on St Patrick's Day.
Right.
And again on St George's Day.
Okay.
And I'm going to make a feature of this show next week. Every single band we play will be English.
Right. Bringing the world close together.
No, like not on this occasion. No, I mean, I've got no problem... with St Patrick's Day. And as you know, I have no problem with the Irish as a nation. I just don't think English people should celebrate St Patrick's Day the way they do and not be allowed to celebrate St George's Day. Is that a problem? Have you got a problem with that?
No.
You don't care?
Not really.
You don't care because you live in a bubble?
Yes. I like my bubble.
This is
it's
like the
nice,
old days.
It's bright and pink.
This is like the old days. I've got proper angry with you.
Yeah, I don't care.
Yeah, I know
I'm
you
so
don't.
Laid back, I don't
yeah,
give a toss.
That's not like the old days.
No.
That's because you've got an FFG on,
geezer. Things are changing.
He's got an FFG on. I need to put the. I've put the last song in.
Have you?
Should we wrap this up? Because last week we went on too long, didn't we?
Yeah, let's wrap it up.
Have you got some other stuff to say?
You've got a gig. I've got a gig.
You've got a gig.
My band Alcohol are playing a gig this Friday, the 9th of March, at the Town Mill in Mansfield. We've got with us Pam, who are a great local band, and Flying Blind on a Rocket Cycle.
Another great local band.
Who we have played before.
We have featured a couple of times.
And they're all really good bands. And actually, thinking about it, they're all three pieces.
Wow.
We're headlining
the night.
That's
like amazing.
It's just worked out that way.
And did you call the night a three chord trick or anything like that?
Three piece suite.
Did you call it a three piece suite?
No!
Even though there's three bands on and they've got three people in them.
No.
Threes, Tony.
Not that clever.
No, not.
We're headlining and we're going to have
headlining?
It's me. Bit of a longer set and we're going to have some guests on stage and stuff like that.
Are you?
It's going to be really cool. And it's fancy dress.
Have you got burlesque singers? Dancers. Have you got burlesque dancers?
No.
Have you got a fire eater?
No.
Should be all right then.
Yeah, should be great.
Yeah.
We've got a keyboardist and a singer and a couple of guest guitarists and things.
Carly. Is she going to be there?
Carly's playing.
Carly's going to be playing.
She's going to come and sing a couple of tunes like.
And you're going to have Paigey playing a bit of the keyboard bit.
Ellis, who's in every band in the world.
Who you bumped into?
I saw Ellis at the airport. From the band Flying Blind and Rocket Cycle is also in the band Resistance 77.
And we said last week.
Who played in Berlin on
Sunday. We said you'd probably bump into Ellis as well.
So I saw him at the airport. I was walking to my gate and I was like, I'm just Ellis, you know what, mate?
And where you go? Yeah. Oh, somewhere in Germany.
So am I. So but we weren't close enough to see each other in Germany. So we had a pint and he went to Berlin, I went to Cologne.
Fair enough. I like Cologne. Well, no, you didn't actually go there. Cologne Cathedral's very impressive. We bombed every other bit of Cologne. We flattened, basically. The Allies flattened.
Right.
And we kept missing the church. It's fucking enormous. You start thinking God might have had a bit of a say in that. Yeah. Anyway.
But yeah, so if you can make it down, please do. It's only £3. It starts at 8. Check out myspace.com/alcohol for more details on that one.
Good work.
Thank you very much.
Right. Last song. And because we had so much rubbish sent this week, we have delved into the past a bit for bands that we've played before. And bands that we like. And there's this Planet Smashers album that came out in 1997. So
really?
It's 10 years old.
Wow.
10 years of the Planet Smashers, a great band who we've played already doing the beds. And I thought, I'll play one of theirs because we haven't played one in a while and we do like them. And we always get a load of good feedback when we play them as well.
Yes.
So, seeing as how I've just got a bit angry about St. Patrick's Day, and I do mean this, I don't want you to think I'm anti-Irish, I'm just very pro-English.
Yeah.
And I would just like us to be able to celebrate our own patron
saint. I think we should celebrate both. But, there you go.
Actually, no, fuck the paddies.
Fair enough.
No, we should be able to... they should all be public holidays.
Yeah.
There should be four extra public holidays in the British Isles. St. Patrick's Day, St. George's Day, St. David's Day, and...
No idea.
St. Andrew's Day.
All right.
Live in the world. Try it.
I don't like it. It's rubbish.
No, it's not. It's really good.
In my life, it's great. I've got...
For about half an hour a day,
I'm in this strange hospital world.
I know.
A couple of times I've seen some strange witches doing strange things. It's great. Really varied.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, hospitals and witches.
And nothing ever goes wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, except that somebody switches your channels off and you cry like a girl stuck in a lift.
Dirty Sky bastards! Almost as bad as MySpace.
Anyway, this is the Planet Smashers. Tony, what's their website?
Is it planetsmashers.net?
It is.
Is it?
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
But I've won, haven't I?
Have you?
I've won 4-2, haven't I?
Yeah.
I've won 4-2. Oh, sorry, man.
Okay,
anyway,
right.
I'll
get over it.
This is Hostile.
Try to pick fights. What?
check out the mixing.
Nice.
That's from an album called Attack of the Planet Smashers. Just get every bit of Planet Smashers merchandise
they're
you can.
Fantastic.
They are a fantastic band.
And really nice guys.
No, they're not. That Matt Smasher's a twat.
I think he's all right. I know he buys you whiskies and stuff, but...
Yeah,
hey.
And you know how people shouldn't do that.
Yeah, they really shouldn't do that.
They really shouldn't do that.
I'm taking to hiding it in Tony Towers.
He's learnt his lesson anyway. Sadly, so have I. So anyway, I'm glad to say that we've got through this show, because we didn't think we were going to,
we
did we?
We'll do now.
We have been a bit... For all we've tried to be... up-tempo and perky. I've still only got 7/8 of my eyelashes. My foot is killing me.
Yeah.
You're already run down after all that exercise you don't normally have over the weekend. I've had it large again for another week.
Yeah.
This week should be all right, I reckon.
Yes.
Friday, Saturday in Cardiff, obviously. I love going to Cardiff. South Wales just makes me greasy.
Greasy?
It just makes me greasy. Yeah, I love it. I get so excited whenever. As soon as I see the sign, Creasy Cymru, I'm like, oh, is it? Oh! There comes fun and games. I always have a good laugh in South Wales. And I'm there this weekend, so anyway.
I've got a very long working week. It's going to be a nightmare for me this week.
Yeah, I know, you've got to do proper stuff, haven't you?
I've got to do some actual
you've
physical
got to do
work.
Proper stuff.
Well, physical work.
Please do vote for us at Podcast Alley. Tell you what please the details
do.
About that.
If you get, just go to punkyradio.com and hit the link at the top of the screen. She says important, please vote. Hit that, enter your email address and a subject and comment if you so wish.
Please leave us an iTunes review. How do you do that, Tony?
Well, you go to iTunes, but quickest one, again, punkyradio.com, on the left, there's an iTunes link. Just hit that, and if you've got iTunes, it will just pop up with our page and you can just add a review.
Please visit our BT Pod Show page. How do you do that, Tony?
Well, simply, you just go to punkyradio.btpodshow.com, and there we are.
And also, please visit our MySpace page. Don't ask Tony about that. He only gets upset
about MySpace!
If you've got any money and you buy a T-shirt, or just send us some merchandise, if you get the chance, listen to the other shows that are on Pod Riot. They're our friends. We never remember to mention it properly. Listen to us on Wicked Radio. Listen to us on Hussy Skunk. Check everything out we've got. And say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog! Apoog! Thank the Lord.
Let's get a... Oh, I don't know. Let's just go.
I've stopped listening. Are we still on?
Yeah.
Fuck it.
This show is a member of the Pod Riot Network.
Let the riot begin.
The best and the brightest, served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Pod Show and Limelight.